SPF, and multi-tenant email service providers. A collision course. During the 2024 Black Friday to Cyber Monday period, email activity surged, with MailChimp users sending over 133 million emails in a single hour on Black Friday alone. There was a 202% rise in email-based attacks, underscoring both the dominance and vulnerability of email in the corporate world. While protocols like SPFDK, IM, and DMARC are being pushed for email security, SPF faces serious limitations, especially in multi-tenant environments used by platforms like MailChimp, SendGrid, and HubSpot. Multi-tenant email service providers operate on shared infrastructures where different customers use the same servers and IPs. This structure creates issues for SPF, particularly with domain alignment. SPF verifies the return path domain, not the visible from address, leading to misalignment in DMARC checks. Even if SPF passes, DMARC may fail, weakening deliverability and protection. SPF is restricted to 10 DNS lookups. When multiple services are included, this limit is easily breached, often without the sender realizing it, resulting in silent SPF failures. Shared IP reputations can hurt legitimate senders if another tenant on the same IP behaves poorly, causing emails to be marked as spam, a risk known as threat neighbor exposure. To mitigate these challenges, businesses should configure a custom return path and DKIM to improve domain alignment. Implement DMARC in monitoring mode, P equals none, to safely observe failures before enforcing stricter policies. Use SPF flattening tools to manage DNS lookup limits efficiently. By applying these best practices, organizations can maintain email security and deliverability even within the constraints of multi-tenant email platforms.